In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings today, as we're always blessed with these wonderful readings during these high seasons, like the season of Epiphany that we're in, that we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus, but now, you know, as we move into the Gospels, that Jesus is beginning to build his church, and he's calling people into his circle of friends, as it were, who will become his apostles and his disciples. And as we begin hearing about that process, we see John in John's Gospel today, Jesus beginning to call, you know, Philip and James and Nathaniel and all these individuals. And we could focus on Jesus' action or the call, which of course is very important. But we know in our faith that God, as he did in the first reading with Samuel through Eli, God always calls. God is always inviting us. God is always calling us into deeper union. God is always in our lives. God is always challenging us to change and to new life, right? If I was saying the altar guild, if we aren't changing, we're dead. And so if we are alive, we are called into new and richer experience of what it is to be in relationship. And so these readings today are about that. But I can't believe that we should forget the other side of the call. And that is the response that Nathanael gave and the other disciples that John mentions in the readings. The response that Samuel gave after his confusion and sort of being guided by Eli, and we kind of know where that went. The other side of the call that's always happening and is not our responsibility is the listening. The making ourselves available to a God who continues to call us. And when we stop listening, for whatever reason, we know it all and we got it together. We've been Christians for 900 years. I was baptized in this church. You know, all the reasons that we use for thinking that we can have it all together. We can stop listening for the call. For the call that continues to come our way. And for us, listening becomes our ministry. Listening, being waiting, being aware of this action of Jesus in our lives becomes our stance. And I might also add that this listening can also become what we can offer to others. Becomes how it is that we are called to be in our relationship to others. Listening is a ministry, is a gift. I remember when I first started, I have a license to do psychotherapy, and years ago, when I first started in the field, I haven't done much lately, I do a lot of spiritual direction. I see about 12 people every month for an hour. This is something else over and again from Ascension. Most of them I see at Trinity Church downtown. And they come many of them have been coming for years and years. Some of them are relatively new. Most of them are clergy. Some are lay people. But I do spiritual direction. And I think that the gift that I thought I brought to that and to therapy was that I have these skills that I went to school for and got a license for and am trained to do. And when I first started doing therapy, it was, I thought, kind of about, you know, you come in and it's like a car wash, and the car wash does what it does, and then you come out clean, or, you know, you bring your car and it gets fixed and it comes out, you know, working again. And I was sort of the one that would make that happen. The more and more I matured, I think, in my sense of my call in relationship to another person who's coming for psychotherapy or spiritual direction, is that when the fixing happens, it's really because that individual somehow is in relationship to the real fixer. And it's not me. It's them in their relationship to their God. And what I can do most is to facilitate that happening. And the most profound way to do that is to be present to them, to listen to them, to be minister of God's presence to them. And it's really not about me. Although it took me a lot of years to try to figure that out, and sometimes I slip, right? It's still like, whoa, I'm pretty good at what I do. You know, it's about facilitating their relationship to the real healer. And that is Jesus. And I believe that each and every one of us who call ourselves Christian is called into that very ministry of listening, of being present. And I did that professionally as a therapist and as a spiritual director and as a priest and whatever. You're kind of flagged for that sometimes, you know. Something happens in a family, they call the priest. But my most profound experiences in listening came while I was working at Lord of the Streets. Being present, even if it was no more than walking down the street, and having someone know that you cared about them, that somehow if they, who oftentimes felt themselves to be the least among the least, the most insignificant people in society, the one who were often flagged by society, you know, because of their rap sheets or whatever it is, as being not so worthy as maybe you or I would be, that somehow just being present in their lives, just being present on the street, or being present in the office where they could sit, and at sometimes, in some experiences, as I mentioned before from the pulpit, you know, they were psychotic. What came out of their mouth was word salad. But what was happening was relationship. And it was about listening. And we miss what it means to be Christian if we assume that we have it all together. We only know what it means to follow Jesus when we follow Jesus. When we allow ourselves to listen. Even in our prayer life, when all we do is sit and talk to God and ask for things, which is fine, we miss what it means to contemplate, to seek after finding God in what is already there for us. And so the readings today, you know, just brought me back to that ministry of being a listener. And you, who might find yourself as a mother, or a father, or a son, or a daughter, or a grandmother or an aunt or an uncle or someone in community here at Ascension or someone who has friends outside of these beautiful stained glass windows and is in community with them. Or someone who might even meet a stranger on the street. You, as a Christian, have been called into the ministry of listening. And one of the greatest gifts that you have to offer is not the advice that you can give to another person, even if it's your child or grandchild, at whatever age. One of the most powerful things you can be for them is one who will give them your time, your ear, and facilitate their being able to somehow connect with who they are, with who God has created them to be and to become. Even as they question, even as they perhaps may be angry or frustrated, even as they have a world of change going on in their lives, somehow our job as a listener is not to tell each other who they are supposed to be, but to facilitate God's call in each of us to become who we are called to be. And that's what listening is about. And so oftentimes, you know, people come for spiritual direction, and I'll sit there for most of the hour saying very little, but being present to them because of my time and my gift of simply being in their presence, in their sight. Being for them a real presence of God in the world. It's very interesting. We gather around this table, and if you know anything about church history, you know that churches have argued over the years a whole bunch about what happens when we take bread and wine and pray a blessing prayer. And if you grew up Catholic, you might have heard the word transubstantiation. And if you know what it means, please tell me. I mean, after having been a Catholic priest for years and years, I still wonder. But what all of us and all the churches agree on, and is written in our prayer book, are the words real presence. That when we pray a prayer of blessing over this bread and this wine, it becomes for us a real presence of Jesus among us. And when we commune, when we take that bread and wine into ourselves, we become, through the action of God and the Spirit among us, a real presence for the world around us. And we believe, especially, you know, enhancing that belief in the last 40, 50 years in the church, that there is a real presence in the Word that we enshrine on our table. That God is a real presence to us. And that's not something up there, just. It is something that by the action of coming and kneeling at this table becomes who we are. A real presence to each other. And I really believe that the readings today are calling us to that. That ministry of being present to each other. A real presence to each other. Not a fixer, not a changer, not a criticizer, not someone who throws vulgarities out into the world, but a real presence of Jesus to another. And sometimes the most profound way to be that real presence is to shut your mouth and open your ears. and be present and listen. Because unless we listen, we'll never hear the other person. Unless Eli had told Samuel to go back to bed and listen, Samuel would never have heard the Lord. Would never have made sense of that. Unless Nathanael and those other folks mentioned in the readings today had made themselves present to Jesus by listening to him as they said, as he called them, they would have missed the boat totally and may still be sitting on the side of the Sea of Galilee throwing, you know, a net into the water. And that becomes our call, to be listeners to each other, to be present to each other. No matter who the other is, like I said, some of the most profound experiences I had in listening to other people, being present to other people, was with folks who never had that experience because no one would give them the time of day. And I think we can be that way for each other, even in our own families, even with our closest friends. But somehow it can be about us instead of about the other. And I think the call today, as we gather around this table, and especially as we kneel down and take that body and blood of Jesus into our own being, is to become as much as we can a real presence to each other. Amen.